from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fire Commissioner William Rinaldo, I'm here to announce the arrest last evening of a suspect and person of interest in the fire at the Old Pink back on June 17th. I want to recognize right now Captain Frank Krathaus, who's the commander of our fire investigation unit, who's standing up here with us today, and the work that he's done with his unit and his cooperation with other agencies as well. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, represented today by Special Agents Frank Q and Brandy Spazzaro, and they'll be speaking in a few minutes as well. And Commissioner Joseph Camaglia, of course, our partner in public safety, Buffalo Commissioner of Buffalo Police Department, who's helped us along every step of the way as well, coordination and cooperation with the fire investigation and the ATF and other agencies as well. Also want to recognize Erie County District Attorney's acting Erie County District Attorney Michael Keene in his office for his cooperation. And last but not least, U.S. Attorney's office, who was instrumental in preferring federal charges against this suspect. Okay. At this time, I want to turn it over to Special Agent Brandy Spazzaro. Thank you, of the ATF.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Brandy Spazzaro. I was asked to spell it, so I'm going to do that. It's B-R-A-N-D-Y. Last name, S-P-A-S-A-R-O. I am the special agent, or assistant special agent in charge of the New York Field Division for the ATF. I had some prepared comments, but just real quick, last evening we did arrest Buffalo resident John Burns on one count of federal arson. This charge carries a minimum of 5 years and a maximum of 20. We just received information he had an initial appearance today, and he was remanded into custody. And I will continue with my remarks now. So just understand that these are alleged allegations. He is not guilty until he's found guilty or until he's convicted in a court of law. But I will say that these allegations that the defendant caused tremendous amounts of damage, not only to property, but to many people of this community. I can't go anywhere without people commenting on the Old Pink and how it's forever changed the Buffalo landscape. So we're very proud to have brought justice in this case, or be pursuing justice in this case. There's just no place in a civil society for the spreading of fear, through intimidation, violence, or destruction, which is what was happened in this investigation. The members of ATF, in partnership with Buffalo Fire Department and Buffalo Police Department, worked very diligently to quickly investigate and identify the defendant and bring him to justice. And we want to also thank the U.S. Attorney's Office, who is assisting us in the prosecution of this case for the Western District. We will continue to work with our partners and see this through to address all violent acts in this community. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Brandy. At this time, I'd like to introduce Fillmore Council, District Councilman Mitch Nowakowski, and he has a few words as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. As the elected representative of the Allentown neighborhood, I want to thank the ATF and local responding agencies who worked hard on this case. As you know, these large-scale fires are a threat to public safety. They're also a threat to nearby residents, people, and our emergency personnel who go out and control these fires from spreading. And I know I could speak for a lot of people that not only felt fear because of the large-scale fire and it being so close to a residential neighborhood, but also to people on Allen Street that is known for a large congestion and heavy trafficked areas. So I just want to thank again local responding agencies and the ATF for pursuing justice.
All right, at this time, any questions for any one of the individuals?
Could you talk a little bit more about the context of what happened there and a motive?
Sure. When it comes to motive, I don't, obviously it's still an active investigation also. And there's not too much we could say along those lines. Obviously the suspect has been charged, but he has not been convicted. We do know he was in, a contentious argument with bar owners and managers at the bar employees at the Pink, prior to the incident. And that's all we know at this point. We don't have a lot of details about that, or we're not able to release many details about that at this juncture.
Is he an employee of the Old Pink? And also, how did it come to be that you found out it was him to arrest him?
He was not an employee, no. I mean, he frequented the establishment, as we all know. He was first saw on one of our city cameras, the suspect in question. So from the street, basically a tote on the street outside the Pink, going into the area where the origin of fire that we determined was the origin of fire, and then returning back to the street, Mariner, and then headed down the street. We got most of our better video, which was more conclusive, from the video that was released from the Pink. They had their own DVR, they had their own surveillance. And that surveillance actually showed him not only going through the area of origin, but actually stooping down and, while he was in that act, smoke and fire, emitting from the what we consider the origin of the fire. So it was more conclusive, and that's what made him more of a person of interest.
What was used to start the fire? Are we talking about a lighter, any type of accelerant?
We don't know at this time. We've speculation. There was a torch at the scene of the fire, but we're not sure at this time whether that was used or not.
Can you talk about the complexities of this case and what you try to determine when you're trying to determine any type of arson? You're trying to determine where the fire started and then work out from there.
Mm-hmm. We have Frank Krathaus here, Captain Krathaus. He's the commander of our fire investigation unit. They do an amazing job. So in this particular instance, I don't think it was too difficult identifying the origin of the fire. But once that's established, arson is a really hard crime to prove, and it's even a harder crime to convict. So that's why this investigation took the time that it did. Everyone had to do their due diligence. Obviously, we're working with other agencies, the ATF, Buffalo Police, U.S. Attorney's Office, as we said, Erie County District Attorney's Office as well. So there was a lot that went into this investigation.
During the court hearings today, it was mentioned that this all began with him groping women, perhaps, inside the Old Pink, and then led to the altercation with the security guard. Can you expand on how this all started?
That part is new to me. I do know there was altercation with the bouncers and other employees of the Pink, but I don't know the details of that.
It was also said in court that he was arrested after some sort of mental health call, that he was either threatening to himself or potentially to others. Could you elaborate a little bit more about that timeline, when he was picked up, and that call?
It's my understanding he does have some mental health issues, and he has been in and out of those types of institutions. But he was arrested last evening.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Gregorio, can you just talk about the role of Buffalo Police and the role in this case?
Yeah, in regards to your question there, there was a mental health type call. I won't get too deep into it because of medical protections around that, but was brought in for an evaluation by police, and then ultimately, being that he was at ECMC on a hold there, we knew where he was and were able to take him into custody at that point. As far as what Buffalo Police did in this role, we were brought in to assist the arson investigators. They've got extremely skilled, highly skilled investigators that handle all the arson work. We came in as a support role. We assisted with writing search warrants, electronic search warrants, our communications crimes unit, evaluating video, pulling video, and doing things of that nature, and assisting with getting him in custody once he was out of the hospital.
Can you explain how this raises to the level of federal charges?
Sure. So it's not the nature of the fire per se, it's the building. So a building that has burned a business, something that affects interstate commerce, is what makes it a federal interest. And so that's what rises to the level of federal arson.
So interstate commerce in terms of being a restaurant?
In terms of being a business that affects commerce in the area, yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
There was discussion between the prosecution and the defense about whether this was a crime of violence and whether he should be detained moving forward. There's a detention hearing on Tuesday. Do you think that he should be detained?
I think that arson, in its nature, is a violent act. And I do believe that there was proven an element of threat and intimidation in this case. And when arson is utilized as a catalyst for that, I think that that is a violent act. Just the same as using an explosives device would be considered that.
We good? Councilman Milcott, can I ask one more about the camera issue here? Just the impact of that building and the loss of that building and the importance of bringing, at some point, the individual that was involved in that to justice and what that means.
Of course. So the Allentown neighborhood is, it's historical in nature, and the Pink was a icon in that area, and it was an icon in the city of Buffalo, and many people identify the Pink to Allentown and where they live, and the residents that I represent oftentimes bought their homes in the early 80s and the late 90s because of the social impact of restaurants and bars like the Pink. And when it initially happened, a lot of residents were concerned because, the fire was of great magnitude. And, when you talk to people, it's really adjacent to homes that are very old. And it could have easily have spread if we did not have Buffalo Fire doing tremendous work. And so people, Buffalonians, Allentowners, are going to be happy that justice is being pursued and that somebody is going to be held accountable for this, but you can never replace the iconic structure and the memories that Allentowners and Buffalonians have at the Pink.
Thank you, everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.